The production of ethanol makes a lot of steam, which usually floats off into the air. But the Jefferson plant harnesses this steam to heat giant tanks for raising tilapia, a fish that thrives best in warm water. Planners say that it will be the largest indoor tilapia farm in the world. Paul Olson is the president of Renew Energy. He says that the fish farm isn't just about the environmental mantra of reducing, reusing, and recycling. It's also about revenue.
It'll reduce some of our costs to cool down the water from the ethanol plant going into the fish tanks. The other thing, it is a revenue builder, so that when the economics of making ethanol get pretty tight, there's revenue from the fish farm to help offset that.
Tilapia is the sixth most popular seafood in the U.S. and rising in popularity. Currently, the vast majority of the fish is frozen and shipped into the U.S. from countries like China, Ecuador, and Honduras. Olson said this should work to their advantage because the fish produced in Wisconsin will be fresh instead of frozen. The Jefferson ethanol plant should be completed in August or September. Olson says the first batch of fish should go to market sometime next summer. Mike Ewing, Wisconsin Public Radio.